Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech. Here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
At least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook or so. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
What breeds? Really,
once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you are. You said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny tip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
This is.
Thank you. just got it. You kissed me yesterday and I just got it. Lately I've been busy taking care of things. Don't want you to think I never got it. Let me go and check your status right now.
Check your status.
Put some condoms on your wall right now.
Check your status.
Lately I've been busy taking care of things. Don't want you to think I never got it. Let me go outside and see just what my friends are doing. Update my new status so they know what I'm doing. Check my inbox for all sorts of surprises. I'm socializing. I'm socializing. Meet me over at my space. I'm socializing. Follow me on Twitter.
Socializing.
And I'm a gem of the art there.
Time hearing, and each time I call, I'm getting a real bad feedback. So I'm going to try to call in one more time.
And you sound really good. And I sound like a good man.
I don't know what you're saying, so
it's like, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, whatever. All right, bye bye.
Call back in. Had a bad connection. I heard my nephew was in the chat room saying I sound like a robot.
Yeah, you were on auto-tune. Right? I didn't like it.
Austin, a.k.a. Mr. Buzz, you in here?
Yeah. What's going on?
And area code 916.
This is Cashly.
What's up, Miss Cashly?
This, how y'all doing?
Good evening.
We're doing all right.
How you doing?
I got DJ on the line, my co-host, D Lovely, and my nephew who hosts another show, Mr. Buzz, is on the line as well.
How you doing?
I'm all good.
That's what's up.
Now, I listened to Miss Cashly on Facebook. I was, going through Facebook, as usual, just surfing, and I ran into her page, and I seen she did music, so I do music. Let me hit it. Hit the music thing, and sure enough, I heard some music that had my head going like, wow. I said, wait a minute, I got to get this girl on the show, for real. Because I was very impressed. So you're from California, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm from Sacramento, the capital.
Okay. So how did you get into doing music?
I've always been interested in music. I've always been around, whether it was writing thank yous from some of my rapper friends on their CDs or just being around, being like a helping hand. And so I just basically one day I told my friend, I said, hey, I want to get on the mic. I was just playing. And he made a beat for me, and I got on the mic, and I just ripped it. And from that day, we put it on MySpace, and I instantly got so many hits. So I was just like, okay, maybe I could do it, because it's in me. You know, music is always in me. It's not on me. And so from there, I kept getting studio time and people that was really believing that I could do it, because there's not a lot of female artists from Sacramento that are really pushing a hard line. And so I have taken that place of pushing a hard line for the females.
So when you ripped it just playing around, was that off the top of the head, or was it something you already had wrote and practiced?
Well, the first song that I ever did, I let my friend write the song, because it was my first song, so I didn't want to be, whack or whatever, or, I want to come off right. And so I had him write the first song for me, and it was hot. And from there on, I write my own music now, but that first song I was a little nervous, and so I was able to do it, and from there just took off. Come across,
hey, like I said,
good artist.
Like I said, when I first heard it, I was like blown away. I was like, wow, I like this. So I went to the next joint and listened to a couple more, and I was really sold after the first song, really. But I'm telling you professionally, I listened to the next joint and the next joint, but I was really sold after the first one. So tell us about Boss Chick, the song called Boss Chick.
Boss Chick is like my single, and it's just basically Boss Chick. There's a lot of versions of Boss Chick from a lot of the other artists like Lola Love and some other artists that are more mainstream, and I just have, I have my idea. Let me do my own Boss Chick, and I feel like I have like a T.I. kind of Gucci sound on that beat, so I had to really just come so hard on it, and, something that the ladies can feel when they, go into the club or whatnot. You don't have to listen to men all the time, we can pop this in and they can get their vibe going on in the car, wherever you're going, you're feeling like a Boss Chick.
This is Miss Cashly, Boss Chick.
Boss Chick, who is going to flawless.
I just coast while I roast these bitches. $100 bills in my E-class tipping.
Bottles I'm sipping, his dollars I'm spending.
Got a bankroll from the money you losing.
I'm a thoroughbred, you other hoes pretending.
Losers I'm winning, this is the beginning.
Ashley, first lady like Miss Clinton.
Cash me out, if he got it I'ma spend it.
If he a piece then I'ma pull him.
I'ma separate the men from these little children.
If he a piece then I'ma pull him. I'ma separate the men from these little children.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick. Catch me on a top deck underneath the sunset.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick.
Catch me on a top deck underneath the sunset.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick.
Catch me on a top deck underneath the sunset.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick.
Catch me on a top deck, underneath the sunset. Not nothing but my corset. Feel me in your Corvette. Better get your Learjet.
Honey, are we there yet?
Be carried by my Corvette. Yes, I am Venice. I'm hotter than a Pyrex. I can make you climax. Watch from the back. Visual like IMAX. The pussy game cold. So the nigga take that. Put my number in your phone. Maybe we can get away. 7-7 seas on a yacht. Baby, night and day. I'm a fly senorita. Drinking margarita. Spend so much dough. My visa. You can catch me leaning like the Tower of Pisa. How to stick a life, call me Funky Codiva. 20 bulls on the coupe, don't slip or speed us. So tell me, have you seen us?
I'm off to the moon.
The
fast chick who is going to give swag dick. Catch me on a top deck, underneath the sunset.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick.
Catch me on a top deck, underneath the sunset.
The fast chick who is going to give swag dick.
Catch me on a top deck, underneath the sunset.
$1,000 room, sunny afternoon, looking out of my villa, pulled off in the Manila, Porsche key on the ring, Louis V for my tote, straight from the dealership, straight cash, no notes, Tracy Beamer for the swag, body like Stacey Dash, Tyra Banks type of cat, eating cake every day, birthday bag, big girl rip, got big girl tips, tailor-made lens for a tailor-made chick, like a take a flick, number one trap pick, top of the list, baby, I insist, cream on the inside, cream on the outside, like some vice grips, wetter than a water slide, come and take a water ride, one hit will hypnotize, watch his money minimize, ain't no time to sympathize, I'm just trying to empathize.
Boss chick, Miss Cashly.
Yes, yes.
You was talking some noise on that all the way.
You said what?
I said you was talking some noise on that all the way.
Yeah.
Mr. Buzz.
Yes, yes.
Go on and tell Miss Cashly. About the magazine. You remember we was talking about it in the room
just a second ago.
He's in the chat room.
Well, I'm a music editor for a magazine called Urban Mainstream Magazine. You can check it out on urbanmainstream.com. That's the website. And from what I heard from you so far, that first track was off the hook. Cashly, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to feature you in the January 15th issue.
Okay.
Of the magazine, for sure.
What? I'm excited. Thank
absolutely.
You so much. I thank you for finding me on Facebook. You know, that's the best way, the social networks right now. And that's where I got a lot of my hits at, and that's where I got a lot of my connects from, networking, social networks.
That's what it's all about is networking, for sure,
yep.
For sure.
That's
and we're looking
right.
forward to have you on the Mr. Bug Show in January, too. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
DJ, I know it was a little young for you, but I know you done
heard. Hey, what are you doing?
But I know you've heard all kind of music because DJ listens to everything. So I wanna know your opinion, Miss D. Lovely.
Well, you know, it's kind of got a little bit of old school. There's some old school female rappers that I get a flavor for when I hear you. Is there somebody that inspires you?
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of the female artists, and I definitely love Salt and Pepper. They spoke about all types of issues. MC Light, definitely just all the female rappers that were, you know, that made an impact on hip hop. I definitely follow them, and you know, I try to stay on my own lane so I don't need Blinker because, you know, I'm in my own lane. So definitely they're inspirational, those particulars. But I listen to a lot of the, you know, the newer hip-hop, Lil' Kim's, the Nicki Minaj's. But during the making of my album, I kind of shut myself off from a lot of the rap that's going on, so I know that I wouldn't be taking anybody, you know, style or anything like that. And what do I get? I still get compared. So, you know, I guess there's always a comparison out there regardless of if you are listening and keeping up to date or not.
But you're doing it the right way. You're doing it the right way by shutting yourself off and actually letting you shine on the record. So you're doing it the right way. I read in your bio that you actually collaborated with Messy Marv, E-40.
Yes, sir. I did, and actually, that song is on Messy Marv's album, Millionaire Gangsters.
Okay, cool, because I'm a Messy Marv fan all the way through, and I hit Mr. Bugs to him. We just, anything Messy Marv got, I gotta have it, dog. I gotta have it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like that. He got a lot of people fan wise, you know. He's been in music for a while, and so he's made an impact on this local, and he's, you know, he's elevated his game too. So much props and much love to Messy. All
right.
So
and I do appreciate him.
So how many albums do you have out? Or
I actually don't have any out. I'm actually the song The Boss Chick is off the Graduated Money album, which, you know, everybody's like, oh, you should make a mixtape, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. But all my beats are original, custom-made to me and my style, so it's an album. And that, you know, that's pretty much it. I don't have any out, but the Graduated Money album should be coming soon.
Okay, Fly As I Want to Be. I guess that explains the personality, the swagger, the style. So Fly As I Want to Be is written about, go on, fill the blank, tell us.
Well, basically, I like to rap a little, like, you know, cocky or whatever you want to call it. Not necessarily too flamboyant, but, you know, a lot of females that get up and go get their money independently and then have enough to go get their nails and feet done and go get their hair done and drive the cars that they want because they're working women. I feel like you said that laid over and spilled over into the track. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are wannabes that want to be in your shoes. And so I'd rather, you know, fly by myself. That's pretty much what this record's about, is just being fly and not really messing with any wannabes. You better be solo than to be messing with fake people. So that's kind of where that one goes. Fly
I
as
DJ,
I want to be.
I know DJ is behind that.
I am all behind that. I'm standing up tall right behind you. You got
yeah.
it.
Fly as I want to be.
Never wrote a wannabe. Catch me at the state, stay at a state place. Got my hair in the sun, I'm feeling great. Put the main back, catch me at the end of the state. The people that are born, and I ain't talking change. $50,000, let them green bin break. Taking it to the bank, they know me by my name. It's getting better, got money, make a broke bitch bitter. Liminal fake pages, all on Twitter. Diamonds on my neck, I'm flossy. A letter, can't get it out my waistline. I show
Much.
Like, and I did that on purpose, making it two verses, because the beat was just so hot, and you know, it was just one of them things you rock to and you want to hear some more, so that's what leads you into the next, you know, couple of songs on the album. I did that on purpose.
So who does the beats?
L Fingers, he's a producer from Sacramento. He's worked a lot of artists from all the way from Phoenix, from Juice, Messy Marv, to Sugar Free, a lot of artists, and he basically took me under his wing, and we've been rocking ever since.
Mr. Buzz, you had something to say?
Man, I just tell you, you got some mad talent, girl, for real. One of the best I've heard, for real. You really got some skills on the mic. I'm really definitely feeling you.
Thank you.
Now, in your bio, it says, I got to give them what they want, keep it diversified, keep it rough at times, but always sexy. Now, what did you mean by that, Miss Cassie?
Well, you know, me, I'm a sweetheart, but I'm also a musician and an artist, a songwriter, and when you put yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by men and, you know, you're just a fish in the pond, you know? And so you got to be sweet, you know, but you also got to be hard, go hard. And,
right.
You know, I don't know. That's just, it's just me all in one. I'm a sweetheart, but I'm a businesswoman, and I know what I want, and I know my sounds, and I know exactly where I want to be at and where I want to go. And so that's me in I guess, a couple words.
And where is it that you want to go with this? I mean, is it, you know, the fame, or to get out there and perform, get out there and just take the game over? What is it you want out of this?
Well, right now I am actually doing a lot of performances. I just moved from Sacramento to Los Angeles, so I'm living out here now and networking. And I just opened up for Badass a couple weeks ago. Sure. Basically, I've been pitching my album around. But, you know, right now the music industry is not the same as, you know, what it is and what it used to be. And so if I could continue doing what I'm doing on an independent level and keep, you know, capturing people's hearts, eyes, and ears, you know, that's really what I want to do, because this is something that I love to do. And if you can hear my music and accept it, that's basically what I want. I mean, fame wouldn't be bad, but, it comes and goes.
It's all about that money, really.
It's all about the money. That's why I said I'm a businesswoman. So, I mean, fame could come and go, but if at the end of the day, I'll be behind the scenes, and I'm going to be behind the scenes, because behind the scenes you get the money too. So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur when it comes to this music. But I do, you know, get on the mic, and I will, you know, bust something. I'm not a freestyle artist, but I will write something that will, you know, knock your socks off.
Now, also, are you getting to learn the production in, too, as far
Pardon
as making
me?
Beats? Are you learning the production in as well, as far as making beats?
I don't know how to make beats, but I know how to record. I know the verbiage. I know, you know, what to look for in the sound, but I'm not technical. I'm not really technical as far as being able to make the beats, get on the motif, and, you know, go harsh.
One day I'll be reading about you doing that, though.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure.
know, I wouldn't put it past me. I like to learn new things, and it's, you know, if I'm in the environment, it's only going to be right that I, you know, learn how to do it.
Miss DJ, D Love.
Yeah.
I forgot that you was on, man. Yo,
no, I'm
say
still
something.
Here. I'm
interject.
Listening. I'm just feeling the vibe right now. I want to hear all that's got to offer, and you keep, you know, talking, but I want to hear some music.
Okay, well, the next song is I'm Big. Even though my arm is bigger than Miss Cashley, she got a song called I'm Big. Go on, Miss Cashley, explain that. I'm big. She ain't really that big now, physically.
I'm not that big. But this is a song off the Millionaire Gangsters with Messy Marvin, E-40. That's basically all I got to say is you got to listen to it. And you can check this song out on his album, or you can go on YouTube if you don't have the funds to go buy. Go on YouTube and check it out. Messy Marv, Miss Cashley, and E-40. I'm big.
Yeah.
I'm big. Even though she's small, she got big talent off in this piece. I like that song. I like that
song
a lot.
Song too.
I like that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
also,
you.
I want you to give your information out where people can hit you up, keep in contact with you when the album come out. People like me, I know I'm going to be like swinging on Facebook like, yo, is the album through so I can go get it. So let the people know where people can hit you up at.
Miss Cashley, that's MissCashley, and Miss Cashley at Twitter, Miss Cashley Facebook. Y'all can like me, or you can add my personal page, Cashley Ashley Monique. And basically, Miss Cashley, Google me, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I got a Miss Cashley channel, so I have some videos up. So yeah, check me out.
All right.
Ooh, I want to thank you for being on the show. Like I said, when I first heard one of the songs, I was like, I had to get you on. So I'm glad you came on, and much success to you, because I see a lot of things popping off in your direction, for real. Mr. Bugs, you got any last words?
You know what? I'm definitely looking forward to the album. You know, just like TAZ, I'm going to be hitting you up just about every month, trying to see where you're at percentage-wise on the album, because I'm definitely going to need that for my iPod, for real, for real.
Definitely. I won't be shy, guys. Don't be shy.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me and calling me, and, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, Ashley, good luck to you, and continue stay in contact, because when the next new joints come out, I will gladly welcome you back.
Okay.
Take care,
sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got 15 minutes, y'all. And I want to thank my nephew for coming in, helping us out with the show, because at first I was spinning records by myself.
Well, what's my fault?
I said, I'm playing by myself. I'm playing.
Don't break
this
about
is what
that.
I know we had a bad connection, obviously. And I'm glad I have people that actually in the chat room to tell me, nigga, you sound jacked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I have to tell you, we're going to have you sound like them dang robot, for real.
Seriously. Like, this auto-tune is not working still. Don't do that.
I was about to say, wait a minute, is he trying something different? Is he trying to be like Kanye or T-Pain or something? What I'm doing? What's he doing?
That's all right, y'all. I'm going to go back and listen to this on the replay.
I don't recommend it.
I couldn't tell. I could not tell. I got a song by this girl named Nina. She's from Pakistan. And when you hear the song, you're going to be like, she don't sound like she's from Pakistan. But she's from Pakistan. On her MySpace page, she's got a turban on and everything. This is called Officially Missing You. I'm going to play it and ask y'all what y'all think of it.
All right.
I'm officially
officially missing you. Like I said, from Pakistan. I'm going to ask Mr. Buzz what is his thoughts on this song.
He shorts you from Pakistan. My God, man, that was good. That was really good. She has a voice. She needs to leave Pakistan and come on to the States for real. Cause,
oh, my God.
I think she's getting a lot of play over in Europe, though, for real.
Oh, okay. Well, she got a good voice, and she can play the guitar, too, if that's her playing the guitar.
I think it was.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was hot. That was hot. I'm going to have to hit her up.
Yeah, she's on MySpace. It's Nina, and it's spelled N-E-E-N-A-H.
N-E-E-N-A-H. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Miss D. Lovely.
Yes, love, I'm here.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. I thought it was really smooth. I thought she took a classic and she made it her own. So she did a really good job. I was impressed.
Very much so. I was too. This next spot I'm gonna play. This is me and DJ Stroke on the old show on ATAVP, which we'll be going back to soon. this is What's a Gillet. And I know y'all like, what are you talking about, What's a Gillet? But when you hear what DJ Stroke said, this word was, we were doing a game, and we were asking each other questions to see who could win the game, as usual. It's always a question thing with me as far as games is concerned. So this is What's a Gillet, me and DJ Stroke.
And then I'm going to hit this deal just like this when we had the Oodles game.
Uh-huh.
And it goes... You hear it clicking.
I hear it.
And when it get through clicking.
Man, I thought you didn't read none of these, man.
And it's, I didn't. I didn't memorize them.
Yeah, you did, because I see one over here you told me, and I'm like, hold on, how do you know that one? You've been reading them, man.
No, I read a few just to give you an idea. Don't give me the ones I read, just.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. I'm trying to be fair, because... We need this to be competitive because people going to be not listening to the show talking about, he just killing them on these questions. He's stupid. I ain't going to listen no more because DJ Stroke is getting killed. By the time we get to August, I'll be talking about, my lead, I'm winning 10-0.
And that's not going to happen, people. I just want to let y'all know I'm just tripping over here. I'm giving him a good lead because I'm about to sweep up on him.
Okay, here we go. Here's your first question, DJ Stroke.
Go for it.
Question number one. Make sure you keep tabbing the questions just like I do. This is the first one. This is round one.
Gotcha.
I'm a flower you find on the color wheel. One, two, three.
Holy God. A flower to go.
Nigga, the thing ain't working. You lucky.
Yeah, you good.
Ah, hell.
Bells, no. Tulip.
A violet.
Oh, man.
Okay, dog. Here you go. Right. And here's the... Remember, count to three and then click it.
Mm-hmm.
And set it by the mic so they can hear it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I am a Gillet, yardstick by which...
Wait a minute. You're a what?
Gillet.
No. Read another one.
Nah.
What the hell's a Gillet? Tell me that.
I'm reading the question.
No. If you can't pronounce the word...
The word is Gillet.
What the hell's a Gillet?
That's what it says. I don't know what the hell it is.
Go on, tell me what it is.
Man,
come on, man. I bet it's something else. Guillotine, probably.
No, I better read. I'm a Gillet yardstick. All right, Gillet. I'm thinking Gillet is something that's probably like warped or something.
Okay, whatever. Go on.
All right, I don't know.
Yeah, your mind is
warped. I'm a Gillet yardstick by which all good deeds are measured. One, two, three. That is so easy.
Don't know.
The golden rule.
Let me see what the hell word you said.
Read it right, too.
What did you say?
Gillet.
No.
What's the word?
Gilded. Gilded.
Gilded.
Yeah.
That don't sound right.
Yeah. Gilded. G-I-L-D-E-D.
Gilded. Let me see the word. Gilded.
Yeah.
And how did I pronounce it?
Gilead.
I ain't say no Gilead.
You said Gilead.
I said gilded.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say it the right way. You said it the wrong way. That's why I was sitting up there.
I don't
you
think
can't
I said
read
no
the word.
Gilead.
Well, hey,
Gilead.
Don't worry. We got it on tape.
Yeah, we do.
And you said Gilead. Anyway, he jacked me, y'all. He jacked me, y'all. Can I get the timer?
Yes, you can, sir.
Yeah, I know. Just jack him with the word. Yes, that's exactly what he did. He jacked me, y'all. Hello?
Wow.
Man. I was over here dying. I was over here dying because I knew that he was going to jack the word up.
When you started off, I'm a flower on the color wheel. I knew he was done.
Yeah, I was done too. I was like, what is the answer to that?
Wow, that's pretty scary.
DJ, so you see what kind of questions we gonna do when you come down here for the
house
party?
That was kind of scary. When you, anytime I hear you start off saying you're a flower, I'm ready to just turn off the phone. I can't do that. I get a visual. I can't. I gotta go to bed.
I'm a big weed. Anyway. You like that, huh?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
As long as the judge is on TAZ, it's all good. But that doggone DJ Stroke, it's a Gilead. What in the hell? You heard us start a fussing right there. Like, come on, dude. And after that, I said, well, I'm going to find me a question that I can't read and jack it up for you.
It wouldn't have mattered. He wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
You're right about that, because he does have a hard time. He is mentally challenged. I'm glad he's not on the show so he can hear me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show.
Hey,
next
no
week,
problem.
I don't know. We might be in the air or we may be on. So it's a question mark until I call somebody. But right now it's a question mark.
All right.
Thanks, Miss CJ, for setting it up. I'm going to leave y'all with the house party, one of the house party songs by Ron and Gina when we had house party. I think it's 3. And until next week, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
I'm love.
Love. Good night.
I'm love.
Caress up. Half a caress. Please come to the mic. Track 11 is playing.
Just got paid Friday night, party hunting, feeling right, body shaking all around. Know one thing, are they getting down?
Check the mirror, I'm looking fly. Round up the posse, jump in my ride. Radio rocking amongst the jam. Feel the rhythm, pump up the sound. I'm feeling so good. Don't you know when you're grooving to the beat? I'm grooving, grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just got paid
Friday
night.
Friday.
Party.
getting down on the floor, rocking to the beat.
Yeah. Friday night.
Thank you, y'all. Yeah. Hold on.